Do emails have tone? They can. They got a no. We got some yeses. And we got a always do. Yeah, that's more. We got a maybe over here, right? I think you were just trying to be funny. Emails always have a tone. And they always take on the tone of the mood that the reader is in at the time, which as a negotiator, you have no control over. The fact that they got up that morning, their kid got in trouble, they had to give their kid a spanking, and then their wife yelled at them, and then they got into an argument with their boss, then they sat down at the computer and read your email, and they're really pissed off in that moment, you had no control over that. And so, when it comes to email, it's not so much that these can't be used, but we like to drop in what we refer to as email softeners, which simply put are just I'm sorry's and I'm afraid's. And then our emails have always got to be short. You know, the other thing, and that's why you said it's tricky, because number one, email's got to be short, and sometimes your accusations are that there's 17 items. You might not necessarily want to list all 17 in the email, but you might want to use the email to drive them to the table so you can lay them out verbally. And then the second thing, as I mentioned earlier, is the tone. And the way you combat that is when I'm sorry, I'm afraid. No matter what mood you're in, I'm sorry pretty much always reads as I'm sorry. And so, I'm sorry I have to lay this at your feet. I'm afraid if this doesn't get solved, it's going to cause this problem. You probably think this is some sort of a money grab, you know, in an order like that. But you definitely want to drop in your I'm sorry's, I'm afraid. I think Getting More? Who wrote the, I can't think of the author, the Stuart Diamond. Yes, Stuart Diamond, Wharton professor, taught negotiation there for a long time. He's got a great podcast on sending emails, and he says write them out and then read them back to yourself out loud in the worst possible voice you could imagine. And he says, don't be one of these people that's like, I can hear the voice in my head. I can just read the words. No. Read it out loud, because the process of hearing the words come out of your mouth and back into your ears is very important. And then rewrite your email.